Welcome to the Judicial Council's Center for Families, Children, and the Courts podcast series on juvenile law. Today we are focusing on the youth voice. Oftentimes, the youth voice gets lost in a system of judges, lawyers, social workers, and advocates all trying to determine the best interests of the child. This podcast was intended to present the youth's story of their time in the foster care system. To preserve the integrity of the interview and the youth's voice, content editing was not done. Only editing to smooth the podcast for the ease of the listener was completed. We are lucky to have with us today Brendan Doyle. Brendan is a former foster youth from San Diego County who experienced foster care through the child welfare and probation systems. Brendan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
I wanted to start from the beginning. It's my understanding that you were placed in foster care 3 times.
Correct.
And when was the first time?
When I was around 7 years old, after my grandfather had passed away.
Okay, and who were you removed from?
My mother's custody.
Your mother's custody?
By CPS.
Okay, and so where did you live after you were removed?
I went to Polinski as a temporary hold until they found a bed for me at New Alternative 16, NA 16. And then I moved to my final placement in that era, and I went to San Diego Center for Children.
And how long did you live there?
The whole thing. It was about 9 months. It was about a month in Polinski, about 4 in NA 16, and about 3 in San Diego Center for Children.
Okay. And did you get to see your mom during that time at all?
Yes, I did. Unlimited visits, which were supervised.
So limited supervised visits. Okay. And when did you end up going back home after that first time?
After 9 months, and I went back into my mother's custody after they thought I was emotionally stable.
Okay. And so let's talk about the second time you were placed in foster care. When was that?
It was December of 2012, and I got placed through the probation system.
So first time through
CPS.
CPS, and the second time through probation. And where were you placed that time?
I was placed at DN Associates.
DN Associates, okay. How was that experience?
That experience was hard as a transition because I went from a lifestyle of do whatever I want and get away with it to discipline and well-oriented structure. So the transition was difficult. The overall experience taught me manners, you know, household, cleaning, cooking, and other skills that were very helpful and I use in my daily life now.
So lots of life skills that you learned there. Okay. And how long were you there?
I was there for 2 years, and then I got discharged and placed back in my mother's custody.
Okay, so you completed the program?
Is correct. That
enough? And then you got placed back
correct.
With your mom. Okay. And then you were home for a little bit?
I was home for about 3 months, and then I ended up violating probation and coming back into the system, and they put me right back at DN Associates.
Okay.
And they continued to help me, and they counseled, you know, why did you do it? Why did this certain things happen? And they counseled me and walked me through each step. And the therapy and, you know, social groups really helped me rehabilitate for the second time and concluded my foster care system in its entirety.
And that was in Fresno?
Yes, right? Both of them, because they were the same group home.
Okay, and did you get the services? Do you feel like you got the services you needed when you were in Fresno?
In Fresno, yes. Here in San Diego when I was younger, you know, I don't think so. I think that those group homes legitimately failed because there's 30 people and there's 4 people taking care of them, and they take shifts. So they're not about having feelings for the individual. They're about meal preparation, get them to and from school, and put you to bed. It's not about counseling, therapy, and other essential things that are needed to function as a child, as a teen, and as an adult.
Okay. And so while you were there, did anyone talk to you about your goals, what you wanted to do?
No.
No.
Not at all. My social worker came in once, and they went in and they said, we should do a plan for you of what you want to do. And then she gave me the paper, and I remember her taking it from me and said, oh, you're too young to fill this out. We'll take care of it. And I thought that would, not at the time, because I was young. I was like, oh, I guess that's just protocol. But, you know, as a reflection, whether you're 3 months or 30 years old, you should be able to, whether it's draw, if you're not able to talk, or able to write, or able to speak what your goals are in life. Whether they're accurate as a 3 month old or 30, they're very accurate. I think you should be able to speak that no matter what age you are.
Right, so you feel like it would have been important and would have been very helpful if you had a chance to talk about your goals and plans for the future.
Correct.
So I know that you're currently going to school. Where are you going?
I'm going to San Diego Mesa College.
Congratulations. And how's that going? Do you like
it? It's going well. I wish I had better academics as far as I would be able to go from high school to a four-year. But, you know, circumstances prevail, and I will prevail through and overcome those circumstances, and I'll keep persisting until I make it to where I want to be.
That's great. And so where are you living now?
I'm living in my mom's house, and I just leased my first apartment today.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. What are your future plans?
Right now, I'm taking a break from being a computer technician for the holidays, and I plan on opening up January 1st.
So
again, yeah, just taking a little break.
Great. Is there anything particularly important that you want people to know, judges, attorneys, social workers, about your experience you think would be helpful for them?
There are certain people that helped me through the entire process, and there are some people that wrote me off as, you know, he'll go home, he'll end up on parole, he'll end up in prison, he'll be incarcerated. The people that believed that were blind and wrong. The people that believed in me and the person who I am, they're the people that were right.
The Judicial Council's Center for Families, Children in the Courts works with courts throughout the state to improve outcomes for children and families in both the juvenile justice and child welfare systems. For more information, please visit our website at www.courts.ca.gov under Programs for Families and Children.